Okay, hearing none, I have an announcement of my own. This is WRKV 487 Kimber. As most of you know, I run the Amron Net every Sunday night at 7 p.m. with a lot of other host net control stations who are awesome people. And I would like to invite everybody over there Sunday night at 7 p.m. on this same repeater system. We have a roll call, and we have an intelligence brief that we get local, regional, national, worldwide news that's emergency or priority traffic usually, and we bring it on through to you. And then we do a Channel 3 check-in break. So the priority of this net and the Amron net is to help you guys be able to communicate not only on the repeater system and get familiar with your radios and your equipment, but also to communicate simplex person to person off the repeater system in case something happens and radio is the only communication you have. Cell phone towers will go down. Radio may even go down. I mean, everything could happen, but it's a way for you guys to communicate. That's very helpful, and you should all know how to do that if you're on this system and listening. Right? So once again, you can come on over to the Amron Net Sunday nights at 7 p.m. And another net on this is the Patriot Ladies Net, and that is every Wednesday night at 6 p.m. And Karen, WRGX359, runs that. It's a pretty cool place for to be where women of all ages, even little girls, talk about living in Southern Oregon, and we practice our radio skills and make friendships, and everybody listens, but the girls get to communicate and do a little special radio thing for the girls, and it's cool. So happy to have you over. One more break. And here's a little something pretty cool that I wanted to share with you all. I also have my amateur license, and I'm connected with a lot of people around here. And, of course, Amron comes out with more intelligence on emergencies as it happens. Here's an example of what I got today from Doug 409. He's also an HF operator, and we get news through the Amron that we spread on to people. And it could be, you know, your loved ones, and if back east, this has to do with the hurricane that went through. So I'm going to read a little news that I got for you. It may be helpful for you, and it's just a sample of what we should do to be prepared and, you know, to get information and give information as needed. Break. This is an example of another a ham radio report from back east. This operator says, weather is overcast with a 40% chance of rain today. We do not need it. Weather is supposed to stay mild and improve by Wednesday. Power outages still scattered in immediate area, but the further east you go and the higher in elevation, the number rises considerable. There's still no internet except for Wi-Fi in scattered places, and cell service is spotty or non-existent for Verizon towers and customers. From what I have heard, people traveling around from about Murphy, North Carolina, east have spotty or no cell service at all. In West North Carolina, fuel is running low. People from the towns of Bryson City, North Carolina, and Robinsonville, North Carolina, are coming into my town on top of the other towns to get fuel and supplies. Tempers at gas stations are flaring with arguments. I have never seen the amount of traffic in my town in all my life. Moving forward with the message, gas stations that have gas are all lined up to the main roads. Dollar Generals are starting to run low on groceries, just like all the other stores. McDonald's is running out of food, as well as other fast food restaurants. We have processed all the fresh meat we had at my Ingles, so we are out, and we put the last bit of milk out, too, this morning. Continuing with the message, they say, we are out of bread, too, with delivery questionable by the bread vendors on when and how much we might get. Still waiting on word about school closing, the Wells Fargo Bank was lined outside to the main street with people trying to get in to get money. Some of the local banks are still closed. End of message. So, folks, that's just an example of what's going on in the East Coast area. that we may someday have to deal with in our lives. So please be prepared and learn how to communicate, learn how to use your skills, and get your stuff together. You do what you have to do, and you know what that is. That is all the announcements I have, and I just wanted to forward that message to you guys. Are there any other announcements? Last call.